Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show we'll be listening to the second set from this summer's Jazzport Townsend, presented by Centrum on the last weekend of July. This concert was recorded on stage of McCurdy Pavilion at Fort Worden, with the audience seated outdoors on Littlefield Green. And this set features resident musicians from the Pacific Northwest, including Portland and Seattle. They were part of the faculty that provided online master classes and coaching during the jazz workshop the last week of July. From Jazzport Townsend, here's Artistic Director John Clayton to introduce the band.
Please welcome Gary Hobbs on drums, ladies and gentlemen. Gary Hobbs. My bass brother, Chuck Dierdorf on bass. Randy Halberstadt on piano. Dan Balmer on guitar. Way over there on trombone, Dave Marriott, ladies and gentlemen. Jay Thomas on trumpet. And Youngblood Alex Dugdale on saxophone, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
One for Amos, played by the Northwest All-Stars here at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend. The group, assembled by bass player Chuck Deerdorf, includes Alex Dugdale, Jay Thomas, and David Marriott, the horns, Dan Balmer on guitar, Randy Halberstadt piano, Chuck Deerdorf bass, and Gary Hobbs on drums. Coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene on Jazz Northwest. Here's David Marriott.
Welcome. Thank you for being here. I'm the designated talker at this moment. We will all have a chance to tell you about our respective tunes, but thank you all for being here and thank you for listening. We started out with a great blues that Jay brought for all of us from the great Sam Jones called One for Amos. We all just kind of contributed something today. Big thanks. How about a hand for Chuck Deerdorf for putting this together for us, handling all the emails and making sure charts got emailed. Next, we'd like to play a tune. This is my contribution to the set. We're going to play George Cable's tune, Helen's Song. George obviously isn't here this year, but what is this festival if we don't have a little bit of George? So here's George Cable's Helen's Song. I'm also dedicating this to my mom, who passed away in November, Helen. She and George's Helen spent many hours hanging out listening to George play together. So. This also has some great memories for me, too. So, Helen's Song by the great George Cable.
Helen's Song, composition by George Cables, arranged by David Marriott for this set at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend, which took place the last weekend of July. Coming to you on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene on Jazz Northwest. Next is a composition by Portland guitarist Dan Balmer, who introduces the piece, Beautiful Ballad Here for Quartet. Dan Balmer.
I'm excited to get to play with these guys. This is a song that's never actually been performed by a group, so you're the first people to hear it. And this is a brand new song I wrote. I guess, long and short of it is I have a brother who's sick, and a person once told me, as a musician, you speak music for people who don't speak music. That's what your sort of role is to help the collective through your expression by sharing that. I know we're all often, we've all at this point kind of been in this situation. I thought, what would I say to anybody who was sick? And what I would want is that they would never leave. And so this is a song called Never Leave. And it's a hopeful but worried song. It starts off as just a ballad and then it goes into this meditation. And in the meditation is this line. I hear that as sort of never leave. That's my chant there. So it's very conceptual. So the guys are going to blast it with me, but I hope you like it. Thank you for this.
Never Leave, an original composition by Dan Balmer, getting its first performance here in this concert from Centrum's Jazzport Townsend this summer. Dan Balmer on guitar with Randy Halberstadt on piano, Chuck Dierdorf bass, and Gary Hobbs on drums. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. Here's pianist Randy Halberstadt to introduce the next piece.
We're going to pull from the Bronislaw Kaper songbook. He wrote Invitation, but we're not going to do that tune. We're going to do maybe an even better known tune of his called On Green Dolphin Street. This is my somewhat twisted arrangement of it, so I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Sean's up next, right?
That was Randy Halberstadt's arrangement there, Green Dolphin Street. Featured not only with the great Gary Hobbs on the drums. We're going to continue here, and what we're going to do is we're going to bring a guest artist out to join us on piano and vocals. It's someone you heard a little bit earlier this afternoon, but we knew her first. Miss Dawn Clement. She's going to sing a great version of a song called It's Too Late Now.
It's really cool to be able to play for a live audience, and I don't think I'll be numb to it for a long time. I love these old songs, and this is maybe a more modern arrangement, but great song by Alan J. Lerner and Burton Lane that I believe I first heard Shirley Horn do. So we hope you enjoy this. Forget your smile. The way we looked when we danced a while. Too late now to forget and go on with someone new. Too late now to forget your voice, the way each word makes my heart rejoice. And be the same as I was before. Darling, darling, no. No, I can't anymore. It's too late now. Check Deerdorf. Mm-hmm. together. I'm reliving now that we're apart. All those tender times together, they'll stay right here in my heart. How can I ever close the door? How could I be the same as I was before? Darling, no.
Dawn Clement, former Seattle resident who now makes her home in the Denver, Colorado area, appearing here at Centrum's Jazzport Townsend the last weekend of July. It's 88.5 KNKX connecting you with the regional jazz scene on Sunday afternoons on Jazz Northwest. And here to introduce the final piece of the afternoon, here is Alex Dugdale, the saxophonist with the group.
Yes, indeed. And a big thanks to all of the staff at Centrum and making the Jazzport Townsend happen this year. We're so excited to be back. Thank you to everybody and to all of you for being here. We are going to close our set with a composition of mine, starting with Gary Hobbs on the drums. This is called Get Down, G-I-T-D-O-W-N, Get Down. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Gary Hobbs on drums, David Marriott on trombone, Jay Thomas on trumpet, composer Alex Dugdale on saxophone, my bass brother Chuck Deerdorf, Dan Balmer, Randy Halberstadt. Thank you again, Don Clement. Don't forget, we love you. We'll see you soon. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you.
You've been listening to a concert from Centrum's Jazzport Townsend. Thanks to Artistic Director John Clayton, Jazz Program Manager Greg Miller, all the musicians and technical assistants from Neville Pearsall and Lucy Peckham. Really great to have Jazzport Townsend back again, even in an abbreviated form this summer, and looking forward to next year. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX. For live jazz around town, the Mark Seals Quintet plays Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley. John Pizzarelli Trio plays Thursday through Sunday next week. Saturday nights at Boxley's in North Bend, live streaming on jazzclubsnorthwest.com, and in person. Next Friday, the Jake Bergevin Quintet with Milo Peterson, Danny Kolke, Michael Glenn, and Greg Williamson will play. And Saturday, the 21st, some hidden gems of jazz will be resurrected by the Ruel Lubag Quintet at Boxley's. Continuing are Jacob Zimmerman III at the Canal between Ballard and Shilshul, Friday nights from 7 to 9:30 with outdoor seating. Also Mark Lewis and friends at Brother Don's in Bremerton on Fridays. Saturday mornings at 10:30, Marco Giacovallo, Hans Teuber, and Jeff Bush play Brazilian music at C&P Coffee in West Seattle. And Sunday evenings, there's a jazz jam at Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline and a jam at the Owl and Thistle in Seattle on Tuesdays. For more things to see and do, check out the community page at knkx.org. Takes Two to Mambo, that tune from the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, which is going to be playing on Wednesday the 25th at the Growler Guys on Lake City Way. Full Circle Jazz Ensemble. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. We have a podcast available of this program or stream at any time at jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.